Today's Leading Women, episode 664, with the wonderful Joanne Tillman.
Women all over the world, get ready for inspiring and empowering interviews from women at the top of their field who are kicking butt in their business and who are prepared to share shocking revelations from being in the limelight. You are now listening to Today's Leading Women with Marie Grace Berg.
Podcast your passion. Yes. Did you know you can podcast your passion, make a difference, and make money talking about what you love talking about? That's how I get to do what I'm doing, talking to wonderful women every day here at Today's Leading Women. Want to learn how I did? Go to podcastyourpassion.com. That's www.podcastyourpassion.com. Yes, women of the world, let's get started. I am delighted to introduce you our amazing guest for today, Joanne Tillman. Joanne Tillman is the president and owner at Granny Joe Products that specializes in producing items for the elderly and handicapped, which promotes their dignity and independence. Breakfast with her in-laws led Joanne to a retail market void. Rather than ignore the void, she elected to fill it with fashionable accessories for seniors and the handicapped. Life has presented Joanne with many interesting opportunities. She has been a mom, a wife, a soccer coach, PTA president, professional beverage taster, corporate trainer, and university special events director. To learn more, visit www.grannyjoeproducts.com. Again, that's www.grannyjoeproducts.com. Women of the World, Miss Joanne Tillman. Welcome to the show.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. I'm really delighted to have you on the show, and I'm sure our listeners are as well. So, Joanne, I really love what you're doing with your business, especially with Granny Joe Products. Love what you are putting out there. You are a success in your own right. You put in the effort, you know, the sweat equity, the knowledge and experience to build the special business you call your own. As a result of that, our listeners really want to get to know you, and I want to provide that conduit, you know, that bridge between you and our listeners. So here are some cool questions that we can talk about. Feel free to comment anytime about them, but these are just general questions I have in mind. So let's start with your business. You know, there might be people out there who want to start one and have no clue how to go about it. Can you tell us more about your business and the idea behind that niche?
Well, I started this business about 10 years ago, and as you mentioned in your intro, I was actually having breakfast with my in-laws, and my mother-in-law at that time had Alzheimer's and was struggling as to why her coffee cup only had one handle, and I sort of flippantly said to my father-in-law, oh, I'll go online and I'll find her a mug with two handles. And when I started searching for a mug with two handles, I was really surprised that the only ones available were the plastic sippy cups suitable for, you know, toddlers. And while my mother-in-law might not have known the difference, my father-in-law would have, and he would have been upset that she was having to use something like that. And so fortunately for me at that time, my one of my sons was a global sourcing vice president. And so I asked him whether or not he knew anyone who could make me a mug with two handles. And he inquired from friends of his. And within 24 hours, I had a picture of our first product, which we call our Dignity Mug, because we feel that it allows people with tremors, people who've had strokes, people who have arthritis, anybody who just needs a little more help with their hand stabilization use a regular mug. And that's how we got started with Granny Joe Products, was with our Dignity Mug. And like I said, that was about 10 years ago, and we've grown since then.
I love the story because that has been really a theme here at Today's Leading Women, because most often that idea is born from our own experience. For example, if you had the experience with your family, you saw there was a need for it. You wanted to help your family member with Alzheimer's when she was unable to hold a Mac in her hand, and you had that idea, wow, well, there has to be, and you saw this problem and you went out there to provide a solution for it. What a beautiful story that one is. And I know one of your mission, really, with the Greenager products is to provide products that promote their dignity and independence. And I love that you have that, because I also have a friend who is handicapped and on a wheelchair. It's very challenging to find things that can help.
The fact of the matter is that most people don't want their accessories for whatever their mobility needs or any other needs. They don't want to look like they can only shop at the local hospital supply store. They want something that reflects their personality. They want something, just like a woman buys a handbag. She wants something that speaks to her. And if you have to use a walker, you want a bag that speaks, you know, to you, that reflects your personality and your interests and how you use things. And like I said, people really don't want their accessories to look like they shop at hospital supply stores.
Yeah, that is so important. I love that you shared that one, because that is so true. I mean, it goes what you said about even for us. I mean, we love things that are good looking, or that looks good, or that not just functional, but that, because appearance, or our taste is so important in picking the products that we use or accessories that we use, whether that be little things like the or daily things that we use. It's really important to that we feel good about it, that they look good, you know.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. All right, so let's talk about some of your personal qualities that help you become a successful entrepreneur that our listeners can learn from. Can you share your top three personal qualities with our listeners?
I would probably say creativity, stubbornness, and also I'm basically a very caring person. So that they sort of go from one end of the spectrum to another. They're not lumped into one general category. But I would say, you know, you have to be stubborn if you're going to be an entrepreneur. And you have to be creative if you're going to be an entrepreneur. You don't necessarily have to be caring or terribly caring. It just depends on, you know, what type of business you're going into. But in my particular instance, you know, we genuinely care about our customers.
So that's creativity, stubbornness, and caring. I was smiling when I said about stubbornness, because my mom, she often tells me that I am the most stubborn person in the world, and in a good way. Actually, it is my strength. So I love that you shared that one with us. So let's create or cultivate these qualities or these traits that Joanne just shared with us and adapt them into our lives and into our business. All right, let's talk about work-life balance, because this is an area that a lot of us are challenged with. And really, the challenge with entrepreneurs is how to click on and click off and create the work-life balance, particularly if you have a family juggling many roles. So in your life as an entrepreneur, how do you maintain this work-life balance? And what are some of the ways that you accomplish this in the areas of your health, your family, your relationships, and your business?
Well, that's actually a really good question, and I think there are times when it's very difficult to click off when you're in the process or in your head, if you're working on designing a new product or you're working on a problem. It's very hard to click off, because it's always, you know, working its way in the back of your mind somewhere. But then there are other times when you can be totally focused on your families. You can maintain, you know, your regular meal programs, the extracurricular activities. I don't know if I say it's a balancing act, but if you can have designated meal times where, you know, you're going to try to find out what's going on with your children or your husband. You know, what did they do today? You have to maintain normal channels of communication with everybody in your life. And I don't want to say you have to work at it. You just have to be cognizant of it. You have to know that if you're not communicating, then somebody's probably not communicating with you if you're too focused on one thing. And you can't, I don't feel that you can let your business take over your life. I wouldn't want my husband's business to take over his life. I try to do the same in my own work relationship.
So huge. Love that. I mean, really doing these focused activities and really being present in what it is that you're doing at the moment, for example. And I love what you said about having designated meal times with family, a time for bonding, a time for connection, a time for just being with each other, because it's really important. I know.
It is very important.
Yeah, it's been hard. It's really hard sometimes, especially when you work from home. That's even more challenging.
Absolutely.
Yeah, but I love what you said about really having those designated meal times and really be deliberate in following through, doing and maintaining those open communications between your family, in your business, of course, setting expectations that they know what they expect, and letting them know that, okay, these are the hours that you probably won't be spending time with them, but at the
right.
same time, you will have time with them. So, yeah,
yes.
It is really a balancing act, like what you said. All right, let's talk about some of the challenges as entrepreneur, because as entrepreneurs, we face daily challenges that define our being. And to get through those challenges takes a very special person. And our audience wants to know that special person in you. So what have been your biggest challenges building your business? And how have you addressed or overcame those barriers to success that a lot of women entrepreneurs face today?
Well, that is a really, really good question. And that has been by far the biggest challenge. The biggest challenge we have faced is that we know the market is there for our products. The number of seniors and baby boomers grows every day. And yet, when you think of traditional retail stores or if you think of any local mall, you'd be very hard-pressed to say, what store can you go into to find anything that's going to cater to somebody who's older or handicapped? That store does not exist outside of online or hospital supply stores. And the hospital supply, the HME, home medical equipment, and DME, durable medical equipment, business has changed considerably in the last couple of years. A number of those stores have gone out of business, and a number of them struggle to survive. But I maintain that people do not go to hospital supply stores to browse. They're not going there to look and see what's new for mom or dad or anybody for a holiday present. That's just not on the radar. So our biggest challenge has been, where do we sell our merchandise? And the catalog business has been very strong for us. Amazon has been very strong for us. But when you talk about a typical retail situation, it's very, very difficult. There are a number of, if you go into a gift store, chances are, a general gift store, chances are they are going to have a section designated for babies. And shower gifts for babies and that kind of thing. But they're not going to have something for the needs of somebody who's older and going into assisted living or something like that. I mean, it's just not a market that has any glamour to it or has caught on. So that is by far is our biggest biggest challenge. And we continue to work on trying to get our merchandise into a broader market that is a problem. Also, resources. You go into starting a business and you have a limited amount of resources. And then you have to be very, very careful about how you allocate those resources. And then all of a sudden you find that you need more resources, money. And so that is also a challenge. And then because we're in a sort of specialized market with seniors and the disabled, it's coming up with a new idea that is practical, that is fashionable, that is going to be priced at something that's market viable for that market. So those are our three biggest challenges: is where do we sell, maintaining and not squandering resources, and coming up with new ideas.
I love those lessons that you just shared with us, because I'm sure, especially for our listeners out there who are in maybe not the same market as you, but selling products, like for example, what you're doing, like tangible products. This is really, I agree with what you said about not really finding designated areas or sections on the stores for the seniors with a handicap. And I experienced this with my friend who is handicapped, because we struggled with going to from store to store to find things. So it was a whole lot easier to go online to find these things, that is, which is really sad. And I love that you are really pushing this out there so that you can reach a wider market and you can serve these people that really need it. I mean,
we're trying.
Yeah, I mean, I'm sure they really appreciate it. Who are your target market are really important to have this knowing, and also for them to know that wow, there is something like that. It is in existence. It's just that it's hard to reach them. But now with the internet, you know, it's a whole lot easier for people to find what they need and accessibility as well.
Yeah, the internet, and then you have people who blog about your products, and you know, there are whole little sub chat room things that, you know, move your merchandise as well.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, I love the power of the internet and the social media that we have nowadays, the technology that we have. We're able to reach a more wide market than previously. So, absolutely. All right, let's talk about success and what success means to you. Your business appears to be financially doing quite well, and with that success flows into other areas in the entrepreneur's life. Now, would like to also say that success is a mindset. I can have $10 in my pocket, but my mind feels like a millionaire. I feel great about myself and I'm moving forward. The opposite way will be a multi-billionaire and be totally miserable. So am I successful? Financially, yes. Individually, probably not. So in your journey as an entrepreneur, what does success mean to you, and what are some of the benchmarks that you use to measure your success?
I'm probably going to struggle a little more with the benchmarks and measurements of success, but we get a lot of letters from customers who trust us, and I guess over the 10 years that we've been in business, you know, we've built a good, solid reputation. So when anyone gets letters from people saying how an item that you made a significant difference in their life or in the life of their spouse, it really touches you. And to me, that's measurement of success, that you've made a difference in someone else's life, that you've somehow made it easier for them to do something. And that's not the way a lot of people measure success, but it means a lot to me. We get people sometimes who just send us checks in the mail and somehow think that we know what it is they're ordering. And so then we have to go and try to find them and track them down and find out what it is they want to spend that $50 on. And you can tell by the handwriting of a lot of the people who correspond with us that they are older and significantly older. And so those responses from customers mean everything to us. For benchmarks for success, I think that probably comes more when we go to a trade show where we have direct contact with our customer, and they come to us and they thank us, and they, you know, it's validation. Or if you go to a trade show that's for the industry, and people come to you and they're happy about the new products you've introduced. And I think validation of what it is you're doing is a benchmark. It tells you that you're on the right track and that you're doing the right thing and that you're filling a void in the market that no one else is really paying attention to.
Yes, I mean, at the end of the day, it really is success about the great feedback that we got from our happy clients. I mean, nothing is so fulfilling, such a joy when you get great feedback from happy clients because of what you're putting out there. Oh, I could totally imagine, and I totally feel that, because I feel that one with the clients that I serve. Oh, it's such a, I mean, I keep reading and rereading emails or cards that they sent me, because yeah, it's not just a validation, but you feel like, wow, you've contributed to somebody else's lives.
Yeah, that's it exactly. It's believing in what you do, and mm-hmm. then having other people, just by their response to you, mm-hmm. saying that they believe in you too.
Exactly.
It's an intangible benchmark, mm-hmm. but it's probably a very valid one benchmark.
Mm-hmm. And very rewarding.
Yes.
All right. Let's talk about one of the highlights of our show. And that's your advice for other entrepreneurs and those aspiring to be, especially to those who want to follow your footsteps. You obviously got some lessons learned under your belt of experience. So take it back to the past. Say you're going to start all over again as an entrepreneur, and you are in a class with other entrepreneurs who are hungry and thirsty for success, or even for making that first buck. What types of special suggestions or advice and lessons that you learned would you give your fellow entrepreneurs, knowing where you came from and where you headed at? And if you can boil them down to your top three tips or advice, what would those three be?
Well, number one would be, don't be afraid. If you believe in what it is you want to do, if you have a product you want to bring to market, if you have an idea, if you want to open a store, don't be afraid. I don't think there's anything worse than being an older person and looking back on your life and saying, if only, or I should have. Go for it. Try. Sometimes the things don't work out, but at least you will have given it your best effort, and you will have tried, and you won't look back when you get to be older and say, if only I had done this at that particular point in time. So that would be number one, is just don't be afraid. You have to make a commitment for the long haul. There's a saying, it took a long time to become an overnight success. And that's very true. It can take a long time to get where you think you may think you're going to get there quickly, as in, 2 years. You may have a goal of where you'll be in 2 years. It may take you 5 or 6 years to get to your 2-year goal. So commit to the long haul, because chances are it's going to take a little bit longer than you had expected. And the last other thing that is very important are, here again, are resources. They never seem to go quite as far as you think they will. So make sure that you have resources behind you, or have access to the resources from, if they're not your own resources, from a family, or can set up loans through small business, or through, women-owned business, that you've done some homework on how to make sure you have available resources so that you can be in it for the long haul.
Golden nuggets in those tips that you shared with us. So let me just summarize them again for our listeners. The first one is to not being afraid. I mean, if you have an idea, get it out there. Really important to stay in that perspective, to get that to get started. I mean, to just get it done. I mean, I'm sure a lot of our listeners out there are just thinking of starting a business. If you have that idea, get it out there, because the only way it will be a great idea is to put it out there and get feedback from other people. Second one, which is so important, is to make a commitment for the long haul. I agree with what you said. It takes time to get to your goal. Sometimes we underestimate or we overestimate how long it can take us to the goal that we set for ourselves, a year or 2 years. And I love what you said about, a 24-hour, overnight success are really product of years of building a business. Yeah, we don't see the backstage. We only see those overnight successes. We think that it's really an overnight success, but no, it takes time to build a business. It, as with anything, it takes time. So be in it for the long haul and be disciplined in doing what it takes to achieve that goal that you want, especially if you have something that you know is valuable to other people, that will serve them and make their life easier, better, or happier. You're doing a service to them. People are waiting for it. So just continue and get it out there. And then LovePoint said about making sure you have the resources or access to the resources you need, like funding, for example, mentoring. And the thing is, nowadays with the internet and offline as well, there are a lot of resources you can tap into. For example, in your local community, maybe there are some associations there that you can go to. Funding, for example, a lot of women funded Kickstarter, crowdfunding, for example, that you can tap into. So it's all about being resourceful and finding these resources that you need. So great tips here that Joanne just shared with us. Let's take action on them today, and I'll make sure to have them on our show notes. Last but not least, Joanne, share our listeners that one woman out there that you admire the most and why.
There's no question. The one woman that I probably admired the most was my mother. There was absolutely nothing my mother couldn't do. She just would decide she's going to wallpaper, or she's going to fix the plumbing, or she's going to reupholster the furniture, or she's going to go start a business or go work here or do that. And she just do it. She didn't always know how to do it when she was starting out, but she always got it done. So I think for me, as a woman growing up, young woman, as a girl even, you have a role model, and the person basically just goes and gets it done time after time after time. You grow up with a feeling that, of course, just do it. There's no reason why you can't. You just so, yeah. My mother was an amazing woman.
Yes, such an inspiration. So to your mom for not just being an inspiration to you, but to all of us here at Today's Leading Women, we salute her. Lastly, Joanne, share our listeners what's one big benefit that they can get with your product or your service, where they can get it, and what's the best way that our listeners can connect with you, and then we'll end from there.
Oh, well, thank you. You can go online to GrannyJoProducts.com and look and see the items that we have available. We do have a number of items available in catalogs for seniors across the country. And obviously, we also sell a lot of items on Amazon at Amazon.com. You can put Granny Joe Products in the search box and you'll see what we have there. And if there's something that you want that you don't see, contact us, because we do special orders for some people, depending upon what it is. And we are, if you have a parent or grandparent or a friend who's disabled, and there's anything we can do to help, we'll certainly try to, if we can't help you, we will try to find a resource that can.
All right, so that's www.grannyjoeproducts.com. I highly encourage you, our listeners, to go there now, especially if you have a family member or if you know somebody that needs this products. If you have seniors, for example, or a handicap, or anyone that needs the products that they are providing there. And I'm really grateful that you also have them available at Amazon, because I know our listeners, we have a lot of listeners who are international. So you can go to Amazon.com and search for Granny Joe Products.
They can email me at GrannyJoe@GrannyJoeProducts.com. We do have catalogs in the Netherlands and Australia that also sell some of our items, so that can also work.
Oh, there you go. All right. So if you go to their website, GrannyJoeProducts.com, or email GrannyJoe@GrannyJoeProducts.com, see their contact information, because maybe it's available in your country as well.
Right.
So, really, really grateful that you have this one out there. I have forwarded your link to my friend as well, and he'll be very happy to look around, look at what you have there, and that can help him with his mobility, and because he loves to go out and all those things that I was browsing into your catalog on the internet, on your website, and there's a lot of things that, wow, these are so helpful. And yeah, any ideas that you have to our listeners out there, and you don't find them on your website, just email Joanne and they can custom made that one for you. All right, again, that link is www.grannyjoeproducts.com. Joanne, thank you so much for being so generous in sharing your time, your inspiring story, your expertise, for being a role model to many.
Thank you for contacting me. It's been a delight.
You're welcome, man. We really appreciate you, including me and the rest of the women of the world. We really appreciate you, and we wish you more success in your business and in your life.
Thank you.